This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
Profit Doctor Andy Schell, good to have you here in the house. Andy and I had barbecue on Saturday. Great lunch. Always fun. Can I tell them about what you're launching out to do now, your second? Can we talk about that a little bit? I think it's so exciting.
Sure.
Andy is going for his second PhD, folks. What the heck? Overachiever plus.
No, am I crazy or what? Well, the thing about it is my first PhD is in strategy, all about business strategy, tons and tons and tons and tons of detail. But the thing about it is you can have an amazing strategic plan, but if you're not effective in communicating the plan to the world, to the employees, to the shareholders, to investors, then it's, you know, it's all for naught. Great strategic plans fail because of a failed communication. So the second PhD is in strategic communication specifically. So I'm excited about it. It's already super interesting. And it's really fun.
Very good. Very excited. What you got for Profit Doctor segment today?
So here you go, Dave. You know, part of being effective in communication is telling a story. We all know this. This isn't new news. The problem is that when we talk about financial results, we talk about numbers. We talk about columns of numbers, and we look at these columns of numbers, and, you know, we'd rather be at the dentist having a tooth pulled. But it doesn't need to be like that. Financial results tell a story. And to an accountant, the financial results tell a vibrant story. The problem is accountants then don't translate what they see into a communication style that's understandable to people who aren't CPAs. You know, people like to be socialized. People like to receive messages in a pleasant fashion, you know, pictures of puppy dogs. And so we in accounting need to tell the financial results story. So the financial results talk about what happened on our journey. It's like a road trip. It tells us what we did in September. They tell us about the successes. They tell about the unmet expectations. They tell about what each person in the company did. So did every person achieve their goal for September? So we can talk about that as part of the collaborative effort as a company to achieve a common goal. So, and each person's experience is part of the story. So it becomes this kind of ingrained, collapsed process where everybody is part of the team and everybody contributes to the team. It's already like that, depending upon the degree to which the corporate culture embraces that. But the financial results story is based on what people were able to accomplish. And so we need to talk about the good things. We need to talk about the things that could be improved. All this needs to be part of our dialogue about accounting. It's not just a column of numbers. It's a story about the activity of the company for the past month. It's a story of the company for the past 8 months, 9 months, 10 months. You know, it's all about how did we get here? And the financial results tell you that story, but we don't, accounting doesn't do a very good job generally explaining that. That's why in the webinars that I teach, I talk about charts and graphs and speaking in English and don't use words that people don't understand. So part of the problem is that in the CPA world, you're actually taught to write with a vernacular that's indecipherable to others. But that's not what I think the role of a CFO is. The role of a CFO is to communicate, to find ways to say yes, to find ways to explain the outcome. And then when we think about the financial results, we think about the story of our company, we also need to think about, well, what's next? What are we going to do in the rest of 2019? What are we going to do in 2020? What's going to happen? It's like planning a family vacation. We need to think about the details of our road trip that we're going on each month, each week, each day. What are the steps in the journey of our road trip, of our company's trip into the future? We need to think about who gets to sit next to the window, who has to sit next to grandma. You know, these questions are things that come up that we need to think about, understand, and apply into our business. So we're going to identify the activities of our company. We're going to identify the things that make our company successful. We're going to come up with ways to describe those things in a way that's understandable to people. People will pay attention when it's a story. People will pay attention and be super engaged when they're part of the story. So this is why I'm a big advocate of CFOs having business reviews for every single branch of a company. Talk about it. How did it go? What happened? Make the story, come up with the details and explain the story, and have it be a dialogue, not be one way or the other. So the key is turning accounting information into and financial forecast into telling a story. And this is actually where, just from a practicality perspective, this is some place where you have a distinction between the controller position and the CFO position and the people that sit in those seats. So the controller is usually a hardcore accountant, really, really knows the numbers. The CFO is typically a little bit more of a finance guy. Guy meaning genderless, anybody, men, women.
Yep.
I guess there's another category for that too, but I'm not going to go there. So, yeah, the CFO is the guy, the person, the employee that communicates. So typically that's how that works. The CFO has the skill set, the communication skill set to tell the story more than just, here's the numbers, you know, make it be a story. Content matters for sure, but delivery matters more. So there you go, Dave.
Good job. PhD in communications, along with a strategy and the CFO, CPA, my. He's the only guy that has more letters behind his name than in the letters in his name. It's crazy. Love it. CMB. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. It's great having lunch with you, my friend. I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, Resex Warehouse Lending, a division of United Bank, the MBA, Lenders One, as well as the Mortgage Collaborative, and CMLA, Community Mortgage Lenders America, Velma, as well as Knowledge Coop, Vidyard, and AI Assist. Thanks for listening, everybody. Have a great week. See you back here next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.